Blog Talk Radio.
Come down to the river, come and let yourself in. Make good on a promise, never hurt again. If you're lost and loaded, you're broken down, bring all of your trouble, come lay them down. All you sinners and the weak at heart, all you helpless on the boulevard, wherever you
Welcome to your place. We're going to talk about laying down whatever hanging on from last year, just letting it go and building a new life for ourselves in 2010. I'm really excited and hoping that it's going to be a great year for everybody. This is Joy. I'm in chilly Austin, and I think Wild Bill is on vacation. I got to see him this weekend, which was fun. We went to Mississippi to see our mom for her 70th birthday, although we all feel like we had a birthday. We just came to see her, and she gave everybody else a birthday. It was lots and lots of fun. But since Bill's on vacation, we're not having to hunt him down somewhere. He's at home in Tennessee. Hey, Wild Bill, how are you doing?
I'm about to freeze to death. What happened to it being warm at home and cold everywhere that I go? I just
hey, maybe it's you.
It's following me. I'm dragging it behind me. Yeah, we did have a great time while we were down in Mississippi. The Blog Talk Moms Church was really, you know, great to us. Had a super meal cooked for us and everything, which sort of goes against the whole concept of trying to find balance in your life for those that need to lose weight, because I know I ate as much as two people while I was there, and I was filled physically and spiritually. The church service we went to was just totally, just I was blown away by it for a Sunday morning service. The drama play and everything, it was just, you just can't put into words just how good it was and how we felt like the red carpet was rolled out for us.
Special just for being related to Mama. That's what I told her. They loved her so much that it splashed over onto us.
Yeah, I was picking up Ashton today. He couldn't make it on the trip, and I don't know if he told you on his page, I put a thing on there about what a great time we had, and there was no family squabbles or anything, and then I told him that, you know, it's too bad he missed it. I said, well, wait a minute, maybe that's why we didn't have any family squabbles, because he wasn't there, so.
He's the weak link.
Well, we all know that's not true, but this is one of those topics talking about New Year's resolutions that, you know, we kind of talked about it before. It's one of those things that over age and time, it just doesn't seem to mean a whole lot because we know from past experience that, you know, we make a New Year's resolution that we're going to work on something, and then the first time it becomes inconvenient, we forget all about ever making the New Year's resolution. It's kind of gone by the wayside. And it was really funny. I was thinking that this was the week I had scheduled to talk about the insurance, but it really wasn't. Our topic for today was supposed to be on the church persecution in China. So we apologize we put them off for a week. But when I was talking to Joy about this, I thought, what can we do to make this different? And I found out today that my computer skills being as limited as they are, I thought that people could possibly put their picture on our page and put their information as to what it is that they're looking for, whether they're wanting to quit smoking, maybe they're wanting to read their Bible all the way through this year, something they hadn't done, maybe, like myself, they're wanting to lose some weight, maybe some people need to gain some weight. Just whatever it is, whatever your New Year's resolution is, I thought, what can we do to make it be supportive with the Blog Talk Show and our Facebook page we have Your Place? And we can still get people to put their information down, but unless somebody can explain to me how they can actually post their picture, I wasn't able to figure that out.
If worse comes to worse, you can, you know how if you tag yourself on somebody's Facebook page,
yeah,
the picture comes on your site. If there's not a way for them to upload, then you could tag the Your Place page and it'll show up on there. I don't know. I never got a chance to go on there and look, and you know how much trouble I had just figuring out how not to accidentally read your emails.
Catch up on everything. But what we do have here, if you look at the Blog Talk Radio page, there is actually blogs as topics of discussions where even after we finish the discussion on air, it's still where people can comment about it, and then as it grows, we can bring it back later. And we also have a Facebook page called Your Place, and you can tell it because it's got the little dog with the ears, and that's our page. There's several people that use the title Your Place. But on that page, I started a discussion there also on what we're doing here with the New Year's resolution. And under that, you can make a comment. And in your comments there, like, for example, I use myself, you can put on there that, you know, my New Year's resolution is to lose 50 pounds. And then, you know, in a couple of weeks, you can go back and let us know what hardships you're having, you know, for something to do with your schedule, something to do with your job, something to do with whatever. And you can also let us know about your progress. Because
now, accountability like that is helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what Weight Watchers is completely based on. The thing that they actually do is having some community and some accountability helps you stick with your goals.
Right. And so I know with it being right after the holidays, I didn't feel like we'd probably have a lot of people on the show with us tonight. But this is one of those things you can spread to your friends, because what we're going to do is you have the whole month of January to go to those two pages, either or both. I get it right here in a minute. Either or both. I don't guess that's a proper way to word that.
It covers everything.
It covers it all. But as long as you put your information as to what your goal is, and just pick one, I don't expect you to put your whole list of your New Year's resolutions. Like, if you plan on quitting smoking, then, you know, you can just list that on there. Like for myself, I plan on losing weight. But we're given the whole month of January for people to register. So if they didn't hear about it on the show today, you can tell all your friends about this, because as we've talked about before, I own a supplement website called alertonesupplements.com, and I hate to brag, but it's the largest retail supplement website, as far as I can tell, still in the United States. So
I'll go ahead and brag. That's worth bragging about.
But I did have a connection from that before where I can get some things that we're going to offer as a reward to the people here, which, by the way, the password for this month for an extra 10% discount on your purchases all the way through to the end of this month is Mom, and we're doing that as it being Blog Talk Mom's 70th birthday, just to kind of honor that and remember it all the way through. So if you go in there and it's got, you ask for your coupon code at the end, type in Mom, and you'll get an extra 10% discount. Also, we're still leaving it on to where if you buy 5 pounds of any of the protein powder grains, which could be 1 5-pound container or 5 1-pound container, you know, a lot of people like to do different flavors, so they'll get several of the smaller ones. We're going to give you a free blender bottle, and that's the same blender bottle you see at your GNC stores, ranging between $15 and $20. We sell them for $10 on our website. This just kind of give you an idea of a hard-to-get item like that, how we, you know, keep the cost down low to you that shop on the website. But we're going to do something, and I was talking to Joy about this, and I'm just going to lay it out there. We talked about making it a contest, but the contest is, there is no contest. If you sign up and you stay with the program all the way through till the end of June, then in July, everyone that takes part in the program is going to get a voucher gift for a 3-day, 2-night vacation at resorts all over the country. You get to choose which one you want for 2 people. And for everyone that takes part in this, they're going to get one of those. So spread the word, let everybody know, and put that out there because we're going to do it. Also, due to the fact of being on vacation, I was able to go in and post some new specials this month, and a lot of it had to do with weight loss, since I feel like that's probably the biggest, no pun intended, New Year's resolution that people make, is they want to lose weight. And for everyone that's there with our family and everything, I have health issues due to this. I've really abused my body, you know, with the way I've beaten in the trucks and just different things. And being overweight on top of that doesn't help at all. So this is my time. I'm going to use the supplements and some of the things that we had our guest that called it on from Europa Sports. I'm going to follow some of those things and just try to make a difference. And I'm going to share with you, for people like me that can't get to a gym, got very little time for exercise, I'm going to be sharing personal stretches, things you can do to really help tone, and also, things like that. And I've also, on the very first page of alert1supplements.com, and that's the word alert, A-L-E-R-T, the number one, the word supplements, and then .com. And you can Google it, and it comes up right off the bat. Now we've had it, you know, established long enough now. Used to, when we first started, you could type in the actual words of the website, and they would say nothing found. And you're like, wait a minute, that's the address. It don't make sense. But well, I still don't understand how all that works, but we went through that whole dilemma with everything. But on the very first page, we have featured products, and most of the products that I've featured for this month are weight loss products. And I actually showed where there's the exercise ball that women use and men use to sit on to try to do things where you work on your core muscles. You know, you can even do it while you're sitting at your computer because it works your core muscles. And those come in different sizes based on your height. And there's actually some other exercises you can do with those. And then when we were talking with our expert from Europa Sports, a lot of people don't realize it, but you can take an elastic-type resistance tube, and they use these for physical therapy, and you can do a whole lot to tone up muscles. We're talking about arms, abs. It's just unreasonable. I can't even talk anymore. I'm
so excited.
Yeah, but it's... There's no limitation what you can do with these because the resistance with the tubes works both pulling and pulling back. So it works on all those little stabilizer muscles and everything like that. So I also put those on the page. And there again, like I say, most of the other items there were weight loss products. So those are the featured things. We have some specials also on some weight loss products. And the cleansing products that was mentioned by our expert from Europa Sports, I listed both of those on there, too. So if someone's actually wanting to get in, what he recommends is start with a very good detox first before you get into anything. And I don't care if you're trying to gain weight or lose weight. Protein is a very, very important factor in that process. And what they say is you need to take in 1 gram of protein for every pound you weigh. So it doesn't matter, like I say, if you're losing weight or gaining weight, but there's different kinds of protein. We're not going to go into that tonight, but you can go back to the show where we had Brian on there as the expert, and he explained about those in detail in a way that I could never do it. And I'm not going to try to compete with him because most of my expertise in this is working with athletes, which is not quite the same thing as, you know, the same thing with people trying to lose weight. So what do you think about this, Jordan? Do you think that's a pretty supportive program we're trying to put together with the blog talk and the actual, I guess, can I call it a contest? Since all they got to do is enter to win, or
a contest with all winners.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a win-win
participation. It's all that's required. Yeah, and I'm excited about tonight's show because, well, like you said, I know there's some level of, as the years go by, you get less enamored with the fact that everything's going to turn around at New Year's. But I really like this time of year because we need, like, a time to sort of reset ourselves and take our inventory over the things that we've done last year, or, you know, the things that are working for us, the things aren't working for us, the things that we're grateful for, that, you know, really stop and look at things and think about what we can change. I saw somewhere today something that said, to get something you've never had, you're going to have to do something you've never done. I know we've heard variations of that concept before, but New Year's lends itself to feeling like there is a fresh start, and I know a lot of people that aren't one bit sad about seeing 2009 leave. It seems like it was a hard year for a lot of people. It wasn't as hard for me as the couple of years before it, but I'm just excited about taking this time to set forth our goals. Another thing, which you're talking a lot about the physical, the different areas that we set goals in are like, what are the four areas? Like your spiritual goals, your physical goals, your money, right, your financial goals, and then like relationships, emotional kind of things. I've been thinking along those lines, all the things that are working, all the things I do want to change. And the thing about it is, and Blog Talk Mama and I have talked about this concept, that it's all connected. And the place to really put your focus is spiritual. Like as you start on this program that you're talking about for the physical, you're going to see a lot of spiritual things that come from it too.
Right. Yeah. I'm all the same person. So,
right.
You know, you feel bad. It's kind of hard to relate to anything on a positive level. And I almost came back with my Michael Jackson song again, Man in the Mirror, to start the show, because it is all about personal empowerment, which we've talked about before. And it's amazing. I can't talk tonight. It's sort of something in my drink or something. But it's really important to realize that, you know, and I've talked with Stella about this before, can't anybody make you happy? You know, you have to decide whether you're going to be happy or not. You know, you can't
put
that off on somebody else. And the same thing about, you know, gaining weight, losing weight, reading your Bible, you know, taking that time to get in your prayer closet to pray.
I thought it would have been a good day today to listen to the show from a few weeks ago where you had that top 10, and we all talked about the top 10 things. That kind of goes in. Sorry for interrupting you, but what you just said reminded me of that. But go ahead, because I like where you're headed with responsibility.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just what you were talking about. We've went through this before, and it would be a good time for people who's got some extra time, you know, maybe to – you know, go back and listen to those shows. And it's amazing how quick an hour can go by. And, I mean, you can do it while you're checking your Facebook page or something. And then just, like, you know, make your top 10, you know, what you're going to do. And then, I don't know, I couldn't think of anything else to be more. I mean, if I had $1 million, I said, you know, everybody that did, I'd give $1 million. I'd probably really get a lot of people involved. But you know, when you think that you're going to get a 3-day, 2-night vacation voucher, it's good for 2 people, and these are for resorts all over the United States. And someone said, well, I got those before, and I went and looked at, you know, these properties and things like that. And they're not very expensive at all, I'm not going to lie to you. But the catch to the thing is you have to buy a lot of them. You know, you can't just buy one. So, you know, we're kind of putting ourselves out here to go ahead and buy several of these, so to have them on hand, so when everybody wants to take part in this. And I would love to see, if nothing else, one person that's not connected to our family do this. You know, because it's all about one. You know, if you ever help one person, and, you know, we talked about that's one of our issues with, you know, looking at government and, you know, the issues having to do with reaching out to help people. If it helps one, we're all better.
I'm very excited about you. Since it's your website and your radio show, I think that watching the transformation with you is going to be pretty exciting in and of itself. But I'm with you.
And it's going to be hard. I mean, because of the fact of what I never know what schedule I'm going to work. I don't have any extra time for exercise or anything. But I know that I've got to establish some sort of at least a minimal exercise regimen.
Yeah, and take your power and make it happen. If you make it a priority and you put your effort into making it happen, it's not going to be probably as overwhelming as you think it will be. It's not going to take as much time. It's not going to be as – it's just a matter of making up your mind. I always quote this, but it – and I never quote it very well, but I think it was so good when Robert Downey Jr. was on Oprah. Oprah was being impressed that he'd gotten off drugs. And she said, you know, it must have just been so hard. And he said, no, not really. It's a lot easier not to do drugs than it is to do drugs. And then she looked really surprised, and he said, well, oh, yeah, making up my mind, that was very hard.
Yeah.
And that's really what the key to any of it is, because, and you're going to do it. We're going to stay behind you, and you're going to do it.
Yeah, well, mine's not going to be any big secret. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to cut back on how I'm eating. I'm going to implement the use of whey protein, and I'm going to use the muscle milk protein because it is one that I can use with water, and it doesn't taste like chalk. Because I know if something tastes bad, I'm not going to do it. We sort of have a standing joke here at the house. If me and Stella go out to eat, and she always gets the diet drink, and I always don't. And somehow or another, I always end up with her drink. And it's amazing. They always forget to push little things down on top of the lid on the containers at the fast food places. And I, you know, it's funny, she can't tell the difference, but it just takes me one sip of a diet drink. I'm like, ugh, you know, that's not mine. It's just still just thinking about it. It's just nasty to me that people can drink that. So that's one of the things that's really important with, you know, why we have so many product choices with our supplement website is the fact that you can find what you like. And then I'm going to add a meal replacement bar, and I think that Block Top Mom has tried some of these in the past. It's if you take it with a full glass or a full bottle of water, you're full. It does what it's supposed to do, and it gives you kind of a boost of energy. It's got a lot of carbs to it, so you don't just, you know, flatline there in the middle of the day and you feel like you're going to die, from, you know, especially with my schedule like it is. And then I'm going to follow up with a protein in the afternoon and some sort of light meal, you know. So, I'm going to do away with the thing of waiting until I go to bed to get something to eat, because I know that's the worst thing in the world to do. It's when my metabolism is at its lowest, and it's the last, you know. Charlotte was talking about something here a while back where on most diets, they tell you after a certain time of night that you shouldn't eat because your metabolism slows that much that you're just booby-trapping yourself as far as for health purposes.
I've heard 2 hours before you go to bed, not to eat anything for 2 hours before you go to bed. By the way, Blog Talk Mama, we keep talking about you. I want you to know that I went ahead and opened your mic if you decide you need to jump in there.
Oh, I'm going to tell me.
You might have burped or something.
In your ear. That would have been awful.
How are you feeling now that your house is back to normal?
Well, it's very, very cold here in Mississippi, and so I'm all bundled up. But I thoroughly enjoyed my 70th birthday. I want to tell y'all, it's sort of funny. I was reading different people's plans for New Year's resolutions, and they said, now, they were alluding to the fact that once you're 70, you're dead.
yeah, it's all over now.
Yeah, get
That's
on it
not
now
true.
Before you get 70, and I thought, yeah. 70's God's, or 7 is God's perfect number. And I'm 70, and in 7 years, this one plan was for 7 years, I'd be 77. So that's 77 in 2017, all those sevens, I thought, well, that's going to be a good year. But I do agree with y'all 100%. I want to mention, I don't know that I will. I haven't just actually put my plan in down on paper, but if you allow yourself a period of time where you actually juice, and there is something about what it does to your metabolism that nothing else will do. It is very, very good, and I want to do that. People make fun of me and make light of me, and but it really works. And when you go through that time in your diet, you know, they say that to continue, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. And I tend to be like Sister Starla said, I go so far, and then, you know, I'm all or nothing, and then all of a sudden I'm eating candy bars and the whole thing. But carrot juice, fresh carrot juice, has such a high sugar content that it will totally stop that craving. You have no craving for sugar, for, you know, like refined sugar and all that. So that's a good thing for people to treat themselves maybe over a weekend, just decide to get them a juicer.
And that plays into the what Wild Bill was talking about with detoxing too, doesn't it?
Right, it certainly does.
Bill, are you going just whole hog, that program that you just laid out for us, you're just going full force into that, or are you going to ease yourself like one thing at a time and kind of change your habits slowly, or are you just going to flip it?
Well, the hard thing for me, and it may be for a lot of other people with my job, is, and it's kind of hard for people to understand, is when you say you don't have a set work schedule. But, I mean, it could be – I mean, I have things happen, like, say, I've worked all day long, and I get to go to sleep like everybody else does at night, and I wake up the next morning, and I look on my little computer to see where I'm going to pick up my load, and they don't have me picking up anything till 5 o'clock in the afternoon to work all night long. Well, you've already been to sleep. It's hard just to turn around and go right back to sleep. And so, you know, it's going to be a whole lot to this to try to, because what I found is that I end up not sleeping during the day, and then to stay away and wake at night is I munch on something. And, of course, it's usually something very tasty and full of lots of sugar.
And but see, it won't be that different because it'll be handy because you'll already have your power bars there. You'll already have the plan in place for what it is you're going to munch on. It'll just be something that's not as fattening.
Right. The difference is when you're full doing something like that, or when you're keeping yourself eating all the time on something like that, I don't know how to describe it, but it's a lot different than being hungry. And
right.
The thing with being on a diet is you're always going to feel a little bit hungry. I mean, one of the biggest things I'm doing is I'm going to cut back on my cold drinks. Now, a lot of people say that I should quit cold turkey, but, you know I won't do that. So when I do get down to my one meal, whatever it is that I eat during the day, then, you know, that's probably going to be the time that I take that, you know, but I'll plan on, you know, cutting back.
I am too. I'm going to drink a glass of water for every glass of Mountain Dew.
I'm going to do is get my water content up, and there's a lot of good science to this, to take in 1 gallon of water a day. If you make yourself drink 1 gallon of water a day, your body is such a magnificent creation. It's amazing how it can purge a lot of things out on its own without a lot of special supplements or extra care to go along with it. And then, of course, I take a lot of vitamin C. I really believe in that, which is water-soluble, which is a real good supplement to take when you're adding water to your diet like that. So it's a whole lot to it. And no offense, Blog Talk Mom, but if I had to eat a raw carrot or drink raw carrot juice, if that's all I had a choice of doing, I'd be skinny quick because I can't. And the way that stuff tastes.
Ooh, I like it.
I do too.
A lot of people do. It's like me. I love tomato juice, but I can't drink a V8 because of that little twang of celery they put in there or something. That's another one. So you can't do it.
Mama, were you going to say something about the water drinking and the pop drinking?
Right. I like what you said about drinking water for every soda. It's not the aspartame or any of that, or even the caramel. It's the phosphoric acid that's in drink.
Yeah.
And it depletes your, it comes out of your bones. It's really bad for an expectant mother to drink it, or little children while their bones are forming. But I had a book, a lady directed me to a book that said, our body's many cries for water. And for a while, I listened to that. You know how you read a book and get inspired and then you
right.
don't. But water, it really does satisfy your thirst. I mean,
and you know what? So does Mountain Dew. I'm sick. I'm
sorry.
It's not true. We have someone from Tennessee who wants to join us. Let me get this mic going. All right. You're on the air.
Hello there. Does it make me an airhead?
I keep calling you. I keep insisting that you're from Tennessee, don't I?
Yeah, right. Well, it's my phone is there.
Absolutely. I'm
still with the Tennessee District, actually. But I want to encourage all of us to go on that thing with Sister Lively because of this. I've been with her one time like 15 months, and there was just a shadow of me left. But you can tell that's a long time ago. But
you didn't look bad to me.
Oh, yes. Back to the juicing. What we do is when we juice, we add a little flaxseed oil to it, and we don't just have carrots. We have carrots, a little celery, and we have about 2, 3, 4 sweet Jonathan golden delicious apples. And put that together, it is a wonderful drink. It's a wonderful juice. And it's not as abrasive as just drinking. We say carrot juice. We don't just drink carrot juice by itself. We juice
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, up. Yeah, yeah. But Wild Bill doesn't like it, though. He's had it all doctored up.
It's so good, Brother Rich. It's really good. And,
I don't even like raw carrots
in
a salad. I'm funny about that.
We had, I don't like carrots, raw carrots to eat in a salad either. But when you grind them up and put some sweet apple juice in there, I mean the real apple, not the juice, but the juice of the real apple, oh, everything is just wonderful. And our church was in Tennessee. We all went on a 40-day, or I think it was a 21-day rather, 21-day Daniel fast, and everybody got fine and fit and did all the juicing, and it's just a good thing. It takes discipline, and it takes, especially I'm like you, Richard, most of the time I'm traveling, you know, full-time, and I get through being on a doctor's care, I'm full-time traveling, it's just so easy to pop in there and grab a bag of this and borrow that, and
yeah.
And they say that traveling is a broadening experience, and I found out they're true.
That's funny.
Broad. I don't want to be any broader.
It's like, you know, both of the shows, the one that we talked about, the top 10 things and empowering yourself, and like what Wild Bill was saying earlier about not finding excuses or blaming someone else or anything like that, and then also what the guy from Europa said, if you make up your mind and you get on a plan, it's not as hard as you think it's going to be. It's just a matter of actually doing that. If you decide.
If I fail to plan, I plan to fail. I've got
that's
to
it.
Have that plan. That's fair.
Yeah. Are you feeling enthused, Wild Bill? Or are you feeling, what are you feeling emotionally about your saga?
I'm excited because I have set myself a pretty large goal. Of course, people talk about hedging your bets. I thought during the Thanksgiving holiday, Christmas holiday, and New Year's holiday that if I gained an extra 10 pounds during that time, that would be a 10 pounds easy to lose. So I'm kind of hedging my bet by chowing down while I'm at home during this holiday and everything. Till he's all the leftovers. I know that's cheating, isn't it? But
and I don't
anyway,
know when
I,
you're
going to
start
is,
counting it as the new year. We're January 5th now. When are you going to start?
Yeah, I'm on vacation now, so it's pig out time. But I have got everything in order. But
and you can't say I can't eat because I'm on the road and I can't eat because I'm home. I mean, I can't do it because I'm home, and then I can't do it because I'm on the road.
No. I didn't say I couldn't do it. I said that I'm sort of hedging my bets right now. And, you know, it's like you say, a lot of it's mental. And and anyone that covers the kind of miles that I cover in a day can relate to this. When you're calling home and everyone's having Thanksgiving and you're on the road, and you're calling people who are having Christmas and you're on the road and everything, and you're eating, you know, either fast food out of what you can grab at whatever truck stop you're at to get to go, until you got to stop your next time 1,000 miles later when you got to get fuel again. It's not like a car where you got to stop every so often. You got to realize with a truck, we can drive 1,000 to 1,300 miles on a tank of fuel. And so, you know, we don't have a lot of excuses to be, you know, stopping to go in and stretch your legs and get out. I mean, there's actual times where I may drive 600 miles without ever getting out of the seat of that truck. I don't stretch, don't get up, nothing. I drive my 600 miles right there. And then when I get to the other end, as you can guess, you're exhausted. So it's going to take a lot of mental preparation to be ready to kind of change how I do things. And then the only reason I'm doing what I'm doing is for financial gain, as everyone that does whatever their job is.
Right.
But in my situation is, if I slow down too much on the way I do it, it can also affect my income. So, I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses, but like Mom said, you do have to have a plan, but I need to be practical on setting a plan that's something that I'll stay with. You know, otherwise it's just like every other New Year's resolution. You start it and then, you know, nothing else ever happens.
Blog Talk, you know, Mom, do you have a resolution?
Well, I wanted to mention this.
Oh, go ahead.
To have a plan, the first thing, and you already mentioned it, Joy, when you first started talking, you have to reflect. You have to take what you, it's just like with money or anything else, you've got to reflect on where you're spending your calories and when are these times that you're, I have my situation, it being in church and everybody brings me food. You know, our church is, we eat, it's a social thing, it's
right.
a comfort thing, and so I've got to reflect on that. What am I going to do? How am I going to handle all this food coming to me? Am I going to be strong enough to say, I'm on a program right now, and say it, you know, and because sometimes you say that and people roll their eyes like, yeah, we've heard that before, and they have, but
And you can pretty much eat anything you want as long as you just eat a little bit of it.
Well, that's really not true.
That's
a misconception I had when I thought that when I quit hitting the buffets at the truck stop to feel like I was getting my money's worth, and I dropped down to eating canned goods. And I thought, well, surely eating one can of soup at the end of a day, and that's all I've had to eat all day, is not going to be kind of productive to maintaining some sort of, you know, weight. And what I felt was that I was actually gaining weight doing that. So, I mean, you do have to be very careful. I mean, even if you eat very little of something, if it's bad for you, it works against everything you're trying to do. So,
well, if you would not up, Chuck, several of the stores, they already have carrot juice already done. It's in a jar. It's in a glass jar. Hold your nose. And down the hatch, and it'll make your metabolism jump up instead of the.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but me and Blog Talk Mom have a history of her making me eat things that I don't like to eat.
Cauliflower. I'm sorry.
I know how you could definitely be successful with your New Year's resolution, Wild Bill. Make your resolution be not to drink any carrot juice this year.
Hey, that's really good. That's a good thing to do. You won't fail.
But I do have a product called Hot Rocks Extreme that I'm going to take that will increase my metabolism. And as he told us before, and I didn't realize it, it's a thermogenic, which actually works your body just like you're exercising. It actually makes your body produce sweat like you're working out.
Well,
and
that's
so
your heart,
that, it makes my heart sweat like it's working out too.
All right.
Puts on its little workout clothes, puts on its little headband, your heart.
That's it. That's why I do that protein, because the protein is a building block for our brain, our heart, all the vital organs that need it. And that's also water. It's amazing. We keep forgetting that our body is made up, I don't remember what the percentage is of water, but it's a lot.
Well, that one little energy bar you have, you can eat about a fourth of that, and you'll be washing windows and doing all kinds of stuff. That is.
Don't let Abson hear you. He'll be buying that.
It's good. It is, and it tastes good, too. It's not super. I mean, it's not like a Snicker bar or anything. But
Sister Kaiser, did I hear you piping in?
Yes, I was going to reflect back to what Bill said about this fast food. I want him to know sometimes it's not fast and rarely is it ever good food.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's
I don't
true.
Know how many times I've grabbed something and got open it up as you're going down the road, take the first bite, and you're like, yeah, has this thing been sitting in their little heater thing all day? Or, you know,
yeah, and you can't turn around and take it in back. You know, you can't do a U-turn.
Right.
Y'all like fruit? I mean, does everybody like fruit?
Fruit's a very good one. I'm glad you brought up fruit. It's probably one of the most important things that you can add to your diet to help with natural sugars that your body needs. And because it's all about finding a balance. And fruit being natural is one of those things that, of course, you could eat probably a bucket of apples probably wouldn't be too good either. But you kind of seem to find more of a natural balance if you eat a lot of fruit. And I do that out on the road. I keep a bag of apples in my truck all the time because it's a real good snack food.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's crunchy. And Mama, what is your, do you have a New Year's resolution?
Well, actually, like I said, I haven't actually put out a plan, but mine is to do what I already know to do and to get back on an eating plan because at my age, the vascular problems that lead to stroke, you know, all of this, the triglycerides, the everything that I do not want to give in to, it's vitally important now. When I was younger, it could have been maybe a couple inches on my waistline. Now it could be maybe a couple of years to my life. So mine is definitely to, number one, to align myself with the Word of God. And the Word of God tells me that my body's the temple of God, and I'm not to defile it, and that I am to seek Him first, and then all these other things will be added to me. So my consecration to God, my time with Him, my quiet time.
That's got to be everybody's first one because of what I was saying, what we all know about it all being connected. That's really the place to start because that's where you're going to get your strength. That's where you're going to get. You were saying something earlier about when we were talking about Wild Bill having a plan and also a vision of where it is that you're going,
right.
The kind of life you want to live, the kind of, in Wild Bill's case, we're using since he's the host, but having more energy, having less pain, having whatever, all of that can go into the whole spiritual thing. If you're staying focused on the spiritual side of things, I think it helps. Go ahead, sorry.
I agree. I think we're all saying that because he said like we're all body, soul, and spirit, you know.
Right, all Him, yeah.
So we really see that. And then,
it is important to start with the spiritual, I think.
And He comes, then God comes along and helps. You know, there's that, just that presence of you can do this. You know, God's helping you do this.
Yeah.
And laying down the things that, I know for me, it's the difference in whether or not I can continue to do anything, any ministry. And I really desire the clubhouse this year to get everything that God called me to do in that area with these children. So that's my mission statement would be the clubhouse. And then, as I mentioned, to align myself with the Word of God.
Maybe we'll all go on whatever Wild Bill's doing for detox, and I might do set a day to start it and us all do a juicing, or in Bill's case, I'm not going to push you on the carrot juice, Wild Bill. You're my brother. You don't want any carrots. I'm not going to force you to have any carrots.
Good sister.
And he's got his own plan anyway. Sister Kay, do you have a...
Well, you're talking about New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
I don't really ever want to make another New Year resolutions because mine always wind up being mid-year revolution.
That's good.
But, you know, I ask them, what's your resolution? And they, some of them had the same ones every year, and they never complete them. They won't make it.
Yeah, it's sad to me how many times I have spoken.
Go ahead, Joanne. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. No, you.
I don't know if you got into the beginning of this or not, but what we're doing to help empower people is that anybody that posts one New Year's resolution they're trying to do, like myself losing weight, on the Your Place page, either the Blog Talk page or the Facebook Your Place page, and agrees to give us, you know, little updates on what they're doing, we can sort of help support each other there. But at the end of it, we're giving those people a vacation voucher for a 3-day, 2-night vacation for up to 2 people at resorts all over the country. They can pick the one that they want. So I know someone had used one of those here local before, and he was able to stay at the Opryland Hotel with his. So I think those rooms are fairly expensive, and he had 2 nights free at the Opryland Hotel. So it's not like something you got to stay like at the Red Roof Inn over in Brandon or something like that. You get a little bit better choice. So you can spread the word, everybody. They have the whole month of January to come in, put down their one resolution, what it is, and then kind of let us know how they're trying to reach their goals. And we're going to keep up with this all the way through the end of June. And we may not talk about it much on the show, but it will be, it's on the discussion pages, where you just go in and you add your comments under those topics. And for those that stay with it in July, we're going to mail each of them one of those certificates. So we're hoping that
soft-hearted. He was going to let the person who did the best or lost the most or was the most successful, and he thought,
yeah,
no, anybody who tries, let everybody be a winner.
That's good.
We really want someone soft-hearted. I was hoping to be able to use this as something maybe to draw more people to the show, too. So, like, hey, I want to get my 3-day, 2-night vacation voucher.
God, that's a good idea.
Oh, Jennifer has just joined us. Should I force her to come online even though she hasn't pressed 1?
Well, I think I interrupted Sister Kaiser when she was talking about one other thing I want to mention, Sister Kaiser. At our Monday night prayer meeting, we all had special prayer for you on this issue with your finger, and we're believing there's going to be a miracle there with you, and I just don't want you to feel like you're all alone in this process. So.
Well, I really appreciate that, brother. I've got to see the doctor again tomorrow and see what's going on. So
well,
I appreciate the prayer.
We're not forgetting you just because we're not there. So.
Thank you.
Jennifer did press 1, so we've got her online.
Right.
Jones, are you ready to state a New Year's resolution? It could be like to love your aunt more.
I don't think that's possible.
Good answer.
No, really. I've had a macchiato ever since I've been home.
Oh, really? Did it come out tasty?
They're amazing.
Yay! That is so good.
I'm also
eating
on a piece of Grandma's birthday cake right now. I miss you, Grandma. I love you.
I love you. I love your chillins, too. They were adorable.
Yeah, oh, we have all been gossiping about their cuteness, Jennifer. Every conversation has been, aren't those children precious? Why, yes, they are. Do you have a resolution?
I have several.
Uh-oh, she's taking it on this year.
Yeah, I want to get healthier, which means exercising on top of maintaining some kind of suitable diet.
Yeah, we're all on,
and,
on that
one. Yeah, as I eat chocolate cake, as Aaron's pointing out.
We're going to start the year a little later this year.
Hey, chocolate's good for lung infections and breathing problems. So.
Amen.
And I am going to quit smoking this year.
Woohoo!
I don't care what it takes. I do want to try the Chantix because everyone's talking about it like it's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
So.
What is?
Chantix.
Chantix?
What is it?
It's a medicine that you take to quit smoking, and it is unbelievable.
Oh.
I did it, and Jennifer knows how my whole situation with smoking is. It just, because when you're first taking it, I can't remember for how long, because it was a long time ago that I did, because unfortunately I quit smoking and then I start again. So this was like a couple of quits ago, wasn't it, Jennifer? Is that right?
Yeah, well, I think you only started once afterwards and then you were just
okay.
Like, you know, done.
And I didn't start back for as long as I usually did. I mean, like, I did get back on top of it. But at any rate, you, for the first, either the first week that you're taking it or the first 2 weeks that you're taking it, you can still smoke. You have a quit date that's in the future. And suddenly you start realizing you're not smoking. It's several days later and there's your pack of cigarettes still not, because it just does something, makes you not want to smoke. It just restores you to a non-smoking, plus it gives you great dreams.
It's a good idea, ladies. I already have those under my belt.
Well, I'm worried about you with the dreams, though, Jones, because of the fact that it makes them so vivid, and you already have such vivid dreams. You won't be getting any rest. Your dreams will be so vivid.
It might be really scary, but...
It makes your dreams extremely realistic, like it just, you really feel like you're there in your dream. And some people hate it, and they can't take Chantix because of it, but I loved it. It was like an added bonus to me. I would rather have Chantix than smoke.
Hello, lady.
Sister Kaiser's talking to
Kaiser?
Someone other than us.
Yes, yes.
Hi, Sister Kaiser.
Hello, darling. Good to see you and your lovely chitlins. I mean, children. But listen, good deterrent to smoking is this. Every time that you want to reach for a cigarette or to purchase a pack, take the amount of money that you're going to spend on a pack of cigarettes and put it in the offering plate.
Oh,
you're talking about being... I mean,
wouldn't
that
work?
A good advice, but...
We've tried that. We've tried, Jennifer and I. I mean, we've tried, like, putting it in a jar, and then that's going to be something that we do something special.
Okay,
so
I said put it in the bank, or put it in the tithing envelope at church. Or
there's something so mental about it. There's something so psychological about it that it's hard to understand unless you've had the addiction yourself.
I agree.
But I haven't had addiction, but I had lots of my family that smoked and still smoke, and it's ridiculous. But, one lady, I'll tell you this one thing. This one lady in my church was washing her clothes on a rugboard wash machine, and out in the cold weather in Illinois. I said, "Why don't you buy you a washing machine?" She said, "Well, I can't afford it." And I said, "Wait a minute, how many cigarettes do you smoke a week? How many cigarettes do you buy a month? How many packs? How much about your husband?" And so I put it down. I said, "Watch this." It came to about $35 a week they were spending on cigarettes. I said, "You can go down to rent one." And rent on a washer and dryer for less than $35 a week. You have $25 a week. So they made a pact and agreement to do that, and they bought a brand new washer and dryer with his cigarette money. How about that?
Yeah, but it's still the mental thing. I mean, I've met people that their electric is being turned off, and they got no food in the cupboard. But every time you see them, they got that next cigarette plus that pack of smoke. So. It is such an addictive thing that, like, you know, Joy kind of said there, it's beyond comprehension to visualize someone having an addiction like that. But then, you know, there's other things, you know, with drugs and everything else that I can understand, I guess, because you see how destructive it is, and we it's become the norm for people to smoke, and so we kind of look at it the other way, so...
And you know all that. You know how much money you're wasting. You know it's not good for your health. You know it's a bad influence on your children. You know all these things that people try to tell you, and people telling you that makes you want to smoke.
It really does.
Because there's whatever it is that's going on that's outside that. But I know one thing for sure, and that is that you can tell from Jennifer's tone that she's made up her mind, and when you get mad at it and you get sick of it and you're not going to be underneath it anymore, you do whatever it takes. But Jennifer, I do vote for at least trying Chantix because it's like magic.
Well, I mean, we've already declared I'm going to have to do something because I've gone, you know how they tell you to wait it out and do deep breathing for the first
right.
5 minutes? I've done that for like 2 hours and I'm still dying for that cigarette.
And you'll still have to do those tricks even with Chantix because there are going to be those moments when suddenly it hits you, you know. But you need an aid, yeah. And since it's there and it exists, and I don't guess it's got bad side effects or anything, does it?
Not that I remember.
Oh, they got that new thing now that actually uses water vapor. Have you seen that? To where it's got those
little caps. Fake cigarettes, like at the mall?
You simulate that you're smoking. Because like Dad said, a lot of it was just a habit of reaching in his pocket. So he got to where he kept peppermint in there. And, you know, because he had to be reaching in his pocket to pull something out. I mean, it's just that, the whole concept of what it is just, I have to admit, you know, I can't comprehend it. But I have witnessed it, like what I saw with Dad. You know, and he said it wasn't just the smoking and the taste of the cigarette. It was reaching in your pocket and pulling something out. I mean, the whole process.
The fire.
Yeah.
It gives you some time to yourself. Yeah, there's so many different aspects of it. But
any addiction, there's
yeah.
a lot of different, as unique as the individual is
yeah.
how the addiction can have a hold on people. And I've watched that, and I've learned not to judge it as I go back and drink a Diet Coke. But I've always got carrot juice. I've got something funny to say if y'all want to hear it.
Is your New Year's resolution to be more funny?
I don't know, but I read this today. Your dad always said that I was the most gullible person he had ever known. And y'all can reflect on a few things like him turning the electric thing upside down and me testifying to how God lowered our electric bill. But I read this thing today and I thought, this is really good. And I didn't realize until I read the blog under it that it was a joke. But anyway, Albert Einstein said, I will spend less time attempting to unravel the mysteries of the space-time continuum and more time seeking out an effective hair detangler. That's funny. Oh, well.
We're cute.
All of those that have seen him. I thought that was really real, but anyway, it wasn't. So I guess we're going to laugh more. I've got a jingle. We're going to win in 2010.
I thought everything was going to be fine in 2009, so I'll just go with yours this year. Jennifer, last year did you have the goal of getting in school?
Yes.
Woohoo!
Wow. You're sailing through that one, Sissy. Wow.
I went today and picked up my books for my now semester. I can't say next semester, it's now.
We enjoyed getting to listen to your, whatever you call that.
Your PowerPoint. And
yeah,
if you're trying to be beautiful, well, I mean, you have done arrived.
Set that goal because you've also achieved that one. Bill, we're running down. It's the end here. Do you have any closing statements you want to make? And when are you actually going to start yours? Because I'm feeling very, very supportive of yours.
All right. Well, I'm going to be starting to put myself together on the website here in the next couple of days because I'm supposed to be going back to work this weekend. I'm going to start it when I go back to work because that makes it a little bit more simple. I know it sounds kind of hard to understand with me sitting there saying it'd be simple to do at home. But one of the things I did want to share is that everyone is going to snack, is trying to lose weight and things. And I found out there's a whole lot of products out there that use like sea salt in them. They have vitamins and minerals added to them. They actually help you as far as having, calcium and things that you need. I found that we had this one line called Snacktrition, and it's got like almonds with calcium added to it and things like that. There's also some jerkies made from turkey and made from
turkey jerky.
Other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that it's got less fat and things to it. And then there's several supplements that help with the fruit that you need in your body. And a lot of people really forget that they need amino acids. And it's really hard to get enough amino acids in your system. But there's all kinds of products that's made specifically for the needs of women and for men. So I want to remind everybody to go back for that. They have the whole month of January. And next week, Blog Talk Mom, we're going to talk about the Christians in China, so be prepared.
I haven't gotten any response. I've tried to email my senator, and they haven't answered me, so I'll look up as much as I can on it. And I want to start mine the day you start yours, so that'll be our D-Day, so let me know that morning, and we'll pray for each other.
My goal is 50 pounds. I'm going to lose 50 pounds, so.
In the first 6 months of the year?
Yep.
You're going to be getting it.
What about
but whether or not, like, whether or not you get to that, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing every day, you're going to be feeling better and losing weight, and it's all going to be good, even if. But I bet you will lose 50 pounds because boys are lucky that way.
What are you going to do,
Joy? Like 8, 10, why is it mom's? Yeah, what's yours, Joy?
There's only 1 second left. I almost made it. Oh, sorry, the show's over.
Well, I want to hear you.
Nice.
I don't really know other than the water and Mountain Dew thing. I have mine. Actually, Mama, I think you're sort of on the same wavelength. Mine's more of a general refocusing of all the things that I know.
I want to
really doing the things that I believe, being more loving, less judgmental, all the things I'm always yapping about. But I am going to, oh, Jennifer, I don't think you were here yet. I'm going to drink a glass of water for every Mountain Dew. I'm going to, like, alternate.
That's wonderful.
Oh, that'll be good.
Because your uncle tried to talk me into giving up soda. What on earth? I already don't have cigarettes. Stop. Back off me.
Yeah, I
am interested in doing the juicing thing. Is that what you mean, that you're going to start on the same day as Wild Bill?
I'm going to make out a schedule so that I'm not just on a regular juice like I used to, but give myself like 48 hours every so often, every couple of weeks, and just do that and give myself a chance at that point. If I've picked up sugar again, or, you know, it's, I don't know, it seems like I understand myself better if I'll just go so long and then realign, and then go so long and then realign. Because something about thinking I'm not going to do something forever makes me want to do it immediately.
That goes with smoking, too.
Hey, Joy, what was the store that you took me into down there where you live?
Just a minute, and I'll ask Gaston. I can't remember the name of it. I bet he can.
Anyway, they had a juice. I got 2 gallons of juice while I was there, or 2 half gallons of juice, and one of those had carrot juice in it.
Yeah, they've got some mixtures, but this one at
what was the name of that?
I can't remember.
It wasn't Whole Foods, but the store that we went to in there.
Sprouts.
Sprouts is the name of that store.
Yeah, they had that one juice. It was made with a lot of different fruits and things in it, and carrot juice was one of the things that was in it where you couldn't taste it. So.
Yeah, that would be good. I think if this antibiotic doesn't clear my lungs, then I'm going to do the juicing. That's what cleared it last time.
And you got to get your amino acids up. I think that's one of the things you're getting some of from the juices. On the page of the website, I found a product that amino acids targeted just for women. And I put it up there on the front page for just about everything I have on there is targeted towards women, as a matter of fact, because that's most of the people that really care about the weight loss. Men, usually we want things to make muscles bigger and make hair grow or something like that, but anything about losing weight, we're not really too hip on. So.
Well, I want the cookies, the ones that Brian told about.
The snack cookies thing?
Yeah, I want those.
You need to look there. There's a ton of snacks that we have on there. I was amazed at how big that market is. And then, like, those green teas that you can take and pour it in your water to drink it, that's something you can look at, Joy, because it's not like you're drinking water and it's actually healthy. It actually has the same thing as, like, eating, some of it is like eating a plate full of vegetables in your water. So
that's what I feel like Mountain Dew is.
You know, when I don't like something, I eat a piece of dark chocolate with it, and it's always better.
I really put butter on it. It's amazing.
That's right.
You know, you're like Rosie O'Donnell. She talked about that protein. She said she didn't have no problem with the way it tasted. She put a couple of scoops of ice cream in it, and it was really good.
Absolutely. That's good. I've enjoyed the program, and I love y'all. Thank you.
Love you,
bye.
Too.
Talk to you later. And like I say, next week we're going to talk about our poor brethren in China.
All right.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Night. Bye.